Good morning. And welcome to church on a very special day, and a big welcome to our uniformed groups who are looking exceptionally smart. And I hope you realise I combed my hair specially for today. And I think that I would quite like this to become a pattern in church for my last few couple of months, because as I came in, I heard a kind of excited voice goes, "Here he is!" So I'd like some excitement from the congregation every week. Rosemary, would you like to take us through some of the intimations?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our service of worship this morning, and especially if you're a newcomer or a visitor. Visitors may wish to sign our visitor's book out in the vestibule, and we especially welcome our uniformed youth organisations to church today to mark Founders Day and Thinking Day. Warm welcome in Sanctuary Cinema. As part of the Warm Welcome initiative, the church will be open on Thursday afternoons between 1 and 5 until the end of March. The Sanctuary Cinema will be showing films every week. The next two films are Shakespeare in Love on the 26th of February and Wonder on the 5th of March. The films start at 2 p.m. Admission is free and tea and coffee and biscuits are provided. Discussion group. The group is meeting weekly through Lent, mostly on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. in the manse. We are using material from Sanctuary First entitled Come, Follow Me. Due to a clash with another event, and the fourth meeting will be on Monday, the 16th of March. Coffee morning. Unfortunately, we will not be able to run the coffee morning, which was initially planned for Saturday, the 28th of February, as previously announced. However, there will be a Lego Club event in Lime Kilns Church on Saturday, the 28th of February, from 10 until 12. And please speak to Irene when she's not so busy, for more information. There are further intimations on the printed sheet, which can be viewed on Facebook or downloaded from our website if you don't have a copy. And for those on Zoom, here is a look at the order of service. Thank you.
So let's worship God. We're going to sing Morning Has Broken, hymn number 212. And at this point, our colours will be brought in. Let's dedicate our offering. Almighty God, we ask your blessing on all that we have offered this morning. We pray that it will be used in the work of your church and to your glory. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm hoping that George is leading us in prayer this morning. I could hardly find you, George.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. I'm going to say a prayer this morning, or I'm going to say it on your behalf this morning, and I would like your help if I could. It's in two sections. The first section is my little words of prayer, or the words that I picked up of prayer, and the second word is our Lord's Prayer. Now, if you're anything like me, you forget the words from time to time, so what we do is we put it on the screen to help you. So if you'd like to join me in prayer, let's bow our heads and pray to God. Dear Lord, on this thinking day, we gather with hearts full of gratitude for the worldwide family of scouting and guiding. Thank you for the vision of Lord Baden-Powell, which has brought young people together across nations to learn, grow, and serve. We thank you for the adventures, the skills learned, and the friendships formed. Help us to live out our promise to be kind, helpful, and true to the Scout law in our daily lives. Bless our leaders, our fellow Scouts, and all those striving to make the world a better place. And now we join together in the saying of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're going to sing hymn 193, God is love, His the care. First reading this morning comes from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, and I think it's going to be read by somebody from Guiding. Yes, absolutely right.
Two are better than one, Two are better off than one because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone and falls, it's just too bad, because there is no one to help. If it is cold, two can sleep together and stay warm. But how can you keep warm by yourself? Two people can resist an attack that would defeat one person alone. A rope made of three cords is hard to break.
Thank you very much. Very well read. A few weeks ago, in both Cairnehill and Limekiln's churches, I was talking about Thinking Day and Founders Day, and I was told that this is a very special Thinking Day. Why is it special? It's the 100th one. The first Thinking Day was in 1926, which is, 100 years is a long time ago. That was the year my dad was born. So it feels a long time ago. So we're at this 100th anniversary. And this year, Founders Day and Thinking Day is actually on a Sunday. Why was the 22nd of February chosen? I should ask the scouts this time, or we'll ask you. Ask the scouts. Why was the 22nd of... Somebody in scouting would know why the 22nd of February is Founders Day. No, it's not about Jesus. And I think I'm going to have to ask... It was the date that Lord Baden-Powell was born. Who else was born that day? Tell me. Lady Baden-Powell was born that day. So husband and wife were both born on the same date, but not the same year. But interestingly, I think girl guiding started in 1910 officially. Is that correct? I got that right, good. And Lord and Lady Baden-Powell were not married at that time. So it wasn't Olive Baden-Powell who started the guiding movement. Can you tell me who did that? The guides, well, I suppose they did kind of start themselves because some girls turned up at a scout camp and... That was a trigger for another group. But who was it that encouraged Robert Baden-Powell to start an organisation for girls? I think I'm going to have to ask Marion. It was his sister. Agnes started the guiding movement. She encouraged that movement to begin, although Olive was the first chief guide, but that was in 1918. And she's recognised for developing guiding as an international organisation and was involved in both guiding and scouting till she died. She was in guiding and scouting for the rest of her life. When I call this Thinking Day, I've actually got the wrong name. What should I be calling it? Do you know? It is also Founders Day, but Thinking Day isn't correct. You didn't know you were going to get all these challenges this morning, did you? I should really call it World Thinking Day. It was changed from Thinking Day to World Thinking Day, and I can't remember when. I didn't write that down. I should have. So, every year, for the last, I don't know how many years, there's been a theme for the year and for Thinking Day. Who can tell me what the theme is today? Right. Friendship, yes, you're absolutely right. It is a day where we remember the international fellowship that is guiding, but the theme is friendship. And actually, friendship is as key to scouting as it is to guiding. Today is about remembering and celebrating two movements that cross all kinds of boundaries. They're about belonging and friendship that cross many of the things that the world says divides us. And that's what our Bible reading was really about today, because it was saying that we need other people. And in both scouting and guiding, you're talking about a worldwide, multinational organization where you all belong. And our reading said, two are better than one. Has anybody fallen down and needed help to get up? That happens. And, well, this was a difficult one for me because I made a mistake during the week. It says if it's cold, two can sleep together and stay warm, but how can you stay warm by yourself? Well, I was meant to put on the electric blanket. And I made a mistake because I thought I'd done the job properly. And in the morning, I was told very clearly that I had switched the electric blanket on my side. But somehow I'd failed the other side, so that was me in trouble again. It says two people can resist an attack that would defeat one person alone. And that doesn't need to be somebody who's going to attack us physically. If you've got a friend with you, you've got somebody to depend on. So if somebody says, oh, you're stupid, you've got a friend who says, no, you're not. And it's good to have friends with us. And maybe I should have got Irene to do her little trick with pencils. Because at a service some time ago, Irene was getting us to break pencils. Can you believe? And then she said, is there anybody here who's strong? And gave them a bundle of pencils and it couldn't be broken. And that's that story. So our Bible reading is about us needing each other, that we are stronger and better together. Now we're going to read from the New Testament, a reading from John's Gospel, and it's somebody from Scouting that is going to read this one for us.
You are my friends. I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I love you. The greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. And you are my friends, and if you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, I chose you, and appointed you to go bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This then is what I command you.
Love one another. Back in 2012, I went to visit Scotland's secret bunker just south of St Andrews. Who's been to the secret bunker? Right. Not everybody. Well, if you get the chance, go. It's absolutely fascinating. It was fascinating to me because I was born in the 1950s, and although I wasn't born in 1953, I hasten to add, when the bunker was built, there were lots of things in there that I remembered from my youth. Old telephones and all sorts of stuff that you can see in there. The reason for building this underground bunker was that we were in what was called the Cold War, and people were very afraid of what would happen if there was a nuclear war and where the this bit of the country would be run from, and that's where it would have, that's where people would have gone. The it would have been a war between the West and between and the Soviet Union. The Cold War, if you look up the history books, says it ran from, roughly speaking, 1945 to 1991, when the Soviet Union broke up. As I was walking round the secret bunker and learning lots of things and seeing lots some things that I recognised, I saw that there were some folk there in scout uniforms. And do you know that I'll speak to anybody? I speak to all sorts of folk. So as I was walking around, I bumped into one of the scout leaders, and I happened to mention that I was a chaplain to scouting. And in the first thing that happened, absolutely immediately after asking about which group, and I had to say, well, groups, and I'm also part of the Dunfermline district, I was given a badge. I've never attached it to anything. I think I'm meant to have a blanket that I sew these things onto. But I got this badge. They were American scouts, and I got this badge from them because they immediately said, well, if you belong, you're part of us. And so I got a badge. As I was preparing this service, getting that badge came to mind, and I keep it in my desk drawer, so that I see it quite often when I open the drawer and look for things. So I remembered that connection between me as a chaplain in scouting and scouts in the USA and scouts across the world. Founders Day and Thinking Day, or World Thinking Day, as I should call it, are important because it's a day of remembering all these connections and what we share together. All the things that you have in common because of the common promises that you've made. Badges and uniforms are a mark of belonging, and I've got a new badge. I got a badge from guiding this morning, and I got one to put on here. And as has been pointed out by some of the leaders in guiding, it's bigger than the scout badge and it's bigger than the Boys Brigade badge. So I think I've been put right. But badges are one thing and uniforms are another thing. But actually, how we behave is the most important thing. Friendship means that we care for each other, we support each other, we do what we can to make life good for each other. And that's very important. I don't know how many of you watch the news or read the news or pick up things on social media and all the places that we get news. The world today seems quite a dangerous place, and life can seem fragile. And so it's good to know that we've got friends. And it's good to know that we've got friends all over the world, because that tells us that we share values and we're sharing something that is making the world a better place. You might think, oh, what can I do? One person in Scotland. But if you are good and kind and helpful and keep the promises that you've made as part of guiding and as part of scouting, then you are making the world a better place for everybody. In our reading from John's Gospel today, we had a moment where Jesus, who they said was really important because they called him Rabbi, which means teacher, and they said, well, we're just disciples, we're we're kind of down here and you're up there. And Jesus said, from now on, I'm not going to call you a servant. I'm not going to call you just a student. I'm going to call you a friend. And what Jesus was saying is, I love you and I want you to love me in the same way. True friendship helps us care for our friends even when they are annoying. Has anybody got an annoying friend? I thought George's hand would be up there like a shot, and he'd usually mean me. Because George and I are friends, but we do sometimes annoy each other. And that's a key, that love is not the same as like. Because sometimes when your friends are really annoying, you might not exactly like them, but you make up and the friendship continues because we love our friends. The Baden-Powells created something for children and young people that does not cease in adulthood. I don't know how many times I have been told, and I say it, try and say it, every year since I was told, that there is no time limit on the promises you make. So some of the people here who made promises a very long time ago, those promises still count. There is no get-out clause from either guiding or scouting. And that is very important for us to remember, because in remembering and in caring and in being what we're meant to be, whether it's by badges or uniforms or the flags we carry, we're all there to make the world a better place. A good thing to remember on this very important day. We're going to sing some questions. It says, when I needed a neighbour, were you there? And then it goes on to say some of the things that people across the world need, and ask them the question, were you there? Are you my friend? And the last verse tells us that God is always with us and is always our friend. I suppose, in a way, it's a bit like a prayer. So we're going to stand and sing hymn 544, When I Needed a Neighbour, Were You There? now we're going to renew promises. So if those who are going to lead that part would like to come and lead their particular group and section, that would be great. And if you could use the microphone, that helps, so that people online can join in too.
Okay, Brownies, we'll go first. Can you stand up and please make your promise sign? Okay, and say the words together with me. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs, serve the King in my community, to help other people, and to keep the Brownie Guide law. Well done, girls.
Beavers, are you ready? Can you all do your beaver sign? And can you repeat after me? I promise to do my best to be kind and helpful and to love our world. Perfect, good job.
Right, so the guides make the same promise as the leaders, and we would invite anybody who's made their promise in the past to join with us. So if you're able, could you stand up and make the guide sign? Now, the promise might be slightly different to some that made in the past, but we're going with the new version. So let's test you and see if you know the new version now. I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs, to serve the King and my community, to help other people, and to keep the guide law.
Right, cubs, are you ready to make your promise? We've got some cubs over here. Could you all stand up? Make your scout sign with your right hand. Stand alert. Okay. I'm going to do a repeat after me. I promise that I will do my best.
I promise that I'll do my best.
Whoops. To do my duty to God and to the King.
Do my duty to God and to the King.
To help other people.
Help other people.
And to keep the Cub Scout law.
Thank
you, sit down. Sorry about that. I used to be in the Brownies. That just threw me all these different versions of that promise.
We're all scouts, network, explorers and leaders, and anyone else who's made the promise before, stand and make the scout sign. On my honour, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the King, to help other people, and to keep the scout law. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a very important part of our service today, is renewing those promises. And I've got to say, I did once let my mind wander in the Lord's Prayer and lost my way, which, when you're the minister at the front, it's not a good moment, let's put it that way. So I understand. I think George is now going to lead us in our prayers for other people.
Let's speak to God. Let's pray for other people. Let us pray. Father God, we pray for the safety of all our fellow scouts, guides, brownies, and their family and friends in the National Organization of Scouts in Ukraine, the Palestinian Scout Association based in Ramallah, Palestine, the Sudan Scout and Guiding Association, and all the scouting and guiding associations in the many other parts of the world where there is war
and conflict. Father God, please hear our prayer. We pray for the safety of all our fellow scouts, guides, brownies, and their family and friends who are suffering from terrible flooding, landslides, hot and cold extreme temperatures as a direct result of climate change in many parts of the world. Father God, please hear our prayer. Father God, we thank you for our family and friends, and we pray for your help for those that we know to be unwell and help them to recover. Father God, hear our prayer. Father God, we thank you for listening to our prayers. Amen.
Our final hymn, that is, before we sing the national anthem, is Jesus Puts This Song Into Our Hearts. Now, here's a competition, because I got a fright down at Limekilns, because normally, when we sing this, right at the end of the last verse, there's a hey. And it's usually a hey. And down the road, mostly everybody went hey at the end, and I just about jumped. So I'm going to see if Cairney Hill can manage a louder hey at the end. Now, I don't expect that the colour parties will manage that, because they'll be carrying flags, but everybody else, I think. This is a good going song, so let's sing. Jesus Puts This Song Into Our Hearts. Stand it, and we'll sing the national anthem, God Save the King.
Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the King. Save the
and words of blessing. Go now, in peace, in friendship, in love. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.